Blackstone Audio presents Dead in the Water by Denise Swanson. This book is read by Tanya Eby. This book is for all the survivors of the Coal City tornado and for the wonderful volunteers who appeared as if by magic and helped my mother so much. Mega thanks to Ronette and Mike Kiziazak, Bob and Joelle Elberts, Jim and Angie Hutton, Daryl Hutton, Tiffany Voda, Tracy and John Curl, Jean and Naomi Bianchetta, Gina, Vince, and Jacob Piatak, Travis Joe JT, Orland Fire Protection District firefighters who turned up with their trusty chainsaw just in time to clear away all the downed trees. I apologize if I've forgotten anyone. Dear readers, to those of you who have journeyed to Scumble River before, thank you for traveling with me down my rocky road to publication. To those of you who are first-time visitors, come on in and sit a spell. I hope you enjoy getting to know my sleuths, Skye Dennison Boyd and her husband, the Chief of Police Wally Boyd. I promise you that you will be able to pick up this book and feel right at home. A lot has changed in Skye's and Wally's lives, and in mine since I first met them back in 2000, which is why I felt it was time for a restart. In Dead in the Water, I'm so excited to launch a new incarnation of their hometown in the Welcome Back to Scumble River series. Because the Scumble River series is being reborn as Welcome Back to Scumble River, I've decided to reboot the timeline of the books going forward. It is now present day. Although the characters haven't aged, and only a few months have passed since Skye and Wally's adventures in Murder of a Cranky Catnapper, it is now 2017 in Scumble River.